Jelly Roll went fangirl because another celebrity fangirled him. He got a letter from Henry Winkler. Remember from Happy Days?
Fonzie.
Hey! Also, in Waterboy with Adam Sandler, who Henry Winkler said he did as a favor, like last minute, just jumped in the movie.
Yeah.
The original person didn't want to do it, so he jumped in and did a great job. But he sent a letter to Jelly Roll thanking him for his music and his positivity and giving back. And Jelly Roll just went fangirl.
Mr. Winkler, it's Jelly Roll. I'm just sending my love. I have been hoping to see you because I got a note and they said it was from you. I didn't believe it. And she told me it was you. She confirmed. And I cannot tell you how much that meant to me. I will send you a picture when I get home. I hope you don't mind. I framed it. I hung it up on my wall where I have like handwritten lyrics from Craig Morgan, all like the stuff that's really been special in my career. Thank you. I'm absolutely honored, Mr. Winkler. I can't wait to see you and hopefully give you a hug, man. I'm a big hugger. I'll squeeze you.
What a bonding there. Fonzie.
I'm going to squeeze you.
Did you hear the clip? No, let me play this for you again right here.
Yeah.
Because it happened with us.
I hope you don't mind. I framed it. I hung it up on my wall where I have like handwritten lyrics from Craig Morgan. All like this.
Handwritten lyrics from Craig Morgan. One of the guitars and stars was Craig Morgan and Jelly Roll on stage.
Yeah,
where they
really
met.
Cool.
Where they bonded. That's what happens at Guitars and Stars. Cool things like that. Artists get on stage. They start bromancing. They start becoming friends forever. So with our next big one coming up, it's going to be amazing.
Backstage, too, after the show. Wasn't it Chase Matthew and...
Connor Smith.
Connor Smith were, like, writing a song together?
Yeah, on the piano.
On the piano, just backstage.
They took a picture of the clock back there, and they're like, oh, yeah, this is going to be the cover of the single when we release it.
Now, whether that ever makes it to the light of day, I don't know, but it was definitely backstage. So, I mean, they were so inspired by the show on stage that they didn't want to leave afterwards. They just said, hey, I like you. I like you too. Let's work together.
Don't worry. I direct messaged them 12 times. Remember that clock picture backstage?
Yeah.
Guitars and Stars? You said you guys were going to use it. Please use it when you really feel that. So you never know what's going to happen on stage, backstage. In the backstage, we take pictures of videos and we share it with you.
Yeah.
We take it behind the curtain.
And a lot of that goes right on to the stage. So you guys see most of it just like us. Because it definitely reads, because it's such a great venue and it's, you know, you can hear so much better. We had it for years outside where a lot of times the back seats, there were times where you couldn't hear what they were talking about. You could hear the song, but you couldn't hear the stories. The beautiful thing with having it at the auditorium theater is that you don't miss a beat. You don't miss a word. You hear everything and you're very comfortable. Doesn't matter what the weather is outside. You're nice and comfy inside. So it's a great venue, a great night. Make sure you get your tickets.
Yep. Presented by Vision Automotive and Salvatores.com. Tickets available by going super fast at WBEE.com. And in the next coming weeks, leading up to November 13th, we're going to start interviewing them and getting them pumped up about coming to Rochester, putting on the best show ever. So always wake up with your B-Morning Coffee Club. Confession Thursday, you battled the dark side yesterday.
Well, what else did I have? I didn't have much of a choice. Actually, I did have a choice. I could have found a cafeteria of some kind at the hospital, but I didn't. I was in with Mama Jay. And so I found myself having to break my diet because all I had was access to a vending machine, which was in the hallway right around the corner from where she was.
Darth vending machine.
That's right.
TJ was battling the dark side.
So I'm trying to watch my carb intake. My sugar is the big one. So I'm like, okay, well, I can't. And then finally something inside of me went, you know what? Screw that. You know, when you're stuck with options like a vending machine, eat what you gotta eat. So I went through and I'm like, okay. I could get the like white cheddar popcorn smart pop, right?
That would probably be a better choice. Probably.
And how satisfied would I be at a time when I'm already a little stressed? I stress. Those vending machines are there because they know you need a stress treat, right? they know they need to fill the void that you currently have. Maybe you're worried, you're anxious, you're bored, you're waiting. So I went with the Nutty Buddies.
Okay.
You know.
So protein, perhaps, because of the nuts in there? I'm trying to justify, make you feel good.
Oh, man. And there were three in there instead of two, because it was a generic knockoff kind.
Oh.
It was like, yeah.
So you really felt like you were balling.
I was like, buddy bars. Ooh, there's three. And so I justified that by going, that will keep me full longer so I won't come back and buy more from the vending machine. And then, of course, the classic Cheez-It. I'm a sucker for Cheez-Its. I love them. So Cheez-Its and Nutty Buddies.
Well, the powdered cheese has protein in it, probably.
We're really trying to help with your selection yesterday, but you were battling Darth vending machine at
it's
the
hard.
Hospital.
It's very hard.
You're there for Mama Jay. You're a little stressed. That's all you had right in front of you.
Right.
That vending machine.
Yes, there were some healthy options in there, but not a lot. Not truly healthy.
Well, wait a second. So you had healthier options and you chose
like
not to pick them?
I mean, like popcorn, not like granola bars. Okay, there's a Clif Bar too, but those are gross. I'm not going to eat a Clif Bar. You know, the only options were gross, healthy stuff.
What's funny about the protein bars out there and the, you know, they're supposed to be healthier bars. Yeah, read the ingredients sometimes. They're actually worse than the candy bars.
So might as well have went for a Nutty Buddy. Yeah. I actually did myself a favor.
With the sugar content.
I did the right thing.
A lot of those drinks, too, mm-hmm. you know, supposed to be healthy, this mm-hmm. and that. And you read, it's like 39 grams of sugar. You're like, what?
Yeah.
So they you know, the labeling up front, healthy, organic, all these things. Then you turn around and go, be careful. Read those labels. We got another Kane Brown code word for you to enter on our B-Web to get a chance at winning his tickets before they go on sale tomorrow. By the way, you can still get in the 8 a.m. word, worship. Worship. Head on over to WBEE.com. Enter it. We got another one coming up here at 9. And I hate fast-forwarding the calendar. Let's just enjoy the moment more. I know Halloween's coming up. And then we got Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Are you good at cooking a big bird, a big turkey?
I didn't used to be because I think I was intimidated by it. But then I realized how really easy Thanksgiving dinner is to cook. I guess I was always like, oh my gosh, I can't cook a feast. It's really, you stick it in there.
Well, the big problem a lot of people have is that defrosting.
Yeah, the time.
The thawing out of the bird.
Can't be too long, can't be too short.
And Butterball is helping this year. They are unveiling a new cook from frozen Thanksgiving turkey that goes straight from the freezer to the oven. It takes 5 hours to cook, and they claim it tastes just as good, but it's to help people who want to avoid the disaster forgetting to thaw it out. Sometimes it takes 3 days or more from the fridge to thaw. So I might try that this year. Cook from frozen. New from Butterball to help you.
I have bought, I think it's in Target. You can go and get the like half a turkey, mm-hmm. and it's frozen, and you put it right into the oven and cook it. So I do know they exist because I've eaten them.
Okay. And for my family, we kind of always made a buffet. We had some turkey fans. We had some ham fans. So we'd buy like a breast of turkey and mm-hmm. just a smaller ham. And then we all love lasagna. Always made the holiday
lasagna for
Thanksgiving.
My mama always makes lasagna.
That's why, like, I love Mama Jay.
That's your alternative. You don't want turkey? There's lasagna.
Exactly. See, I connect with Mama Jay.
I thought we were the only people on the planet who did that.
Now, are you going to take the inspiration of the lasagna, inspiration from the Rochester Red Wings, and do Thanksgiving in a cup, layer it all up?
I love that.
The plate.
That's one of my favorite things to eat over there during the baseball games. And, I mean, we could do that. It's just me and my wife now. Okay. But then you're knocking the traditional lasagna. Unless you're saying put lasagna in a cup. Is that what you're saying there?
Well, taking the inspiration because the lasagna is layers.
Okay.
Layering it in the cup. You could put lasagna in your cup. I'm not stopping you. I'm not trying to stop your creativity or your bad ideas.
I appreciate your entrepreneurship to run with this, Hope, but I ain't got no time for cups. When I make that delicious lasagna, it goes from the pan to the mouth real quick.
He doesn't even have time for a fork.
No.
Just face right in the plate.
If it's in the cup, you've got gravity to help you funnel it in quicker.